This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind. It's the Monday edition. Scott Hennin is on break today. Daryl Lees from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is in. Todd is taking a break as well to be with his dad. Is there a little medical battle going on? Kevin Flynn in for Todd Mitchell. This portion of What's On Your Mind brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council. Hey, drivers, today's safety training spotlight brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit and workforce safety and insurance firm. The North Dakota Safety Council is the region's leader in driver safety training. Okay, that's what it is. They've got a four-hour defensive driving course approved for an insurance discount and point reduction in North Dakota. Let me say that again. Their four-hour defensive driving course is approved for an insurance discount and point reduction in North Dakota. So, employers, this course qualifies you for a WSI Safe Driver Program, which can help you save money on your work comp premiums. You'll learn practical strategies to reduce collision-related injuries, fatalities, and costs, how to deal with distracted, aggressive, and fatigued drivers, and yourself being fatigued driving as well, and cautions that impact driving and how to control them. Earn your insurance discount, your point reduction. If you've got some points on your license, you need to get them taken down. Spend the 4 hours on this. Plan to attend one of their upcoming defensive driving courses. Next one coming up in Minot on the 20th. So Minot, a week from today, register online at www.ndsc.org. Click the training icon. Daryl Lees is in for Scott Hennin on What's On Your Mind. How are you doing, Daryl?
I am doing just great. It's good to be back here in the chair. Thanks to Scott for asking me. You know, Scott is out today. He's attending some of the Secretary of Energy Perry events today that Senator Hoeven and Congressman Kramer are hosting up at Paul Kirk and Great River Energy, and then an energy roundtable back down at U of Mary, I believe, this afternoon. So Scott will have a whole list of things, I'm sure, to bring to you tomorrow regarding that, and then especially tomorrow afternoon on Energy Matters. So
yeah, even when Scott's not working, he's working.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is just like the Energizer Bunny. He goes, I mean, I get a text from him last night at like 10:30. And, I'm the same way, though. I mean, I answer texts and the emails just about any time of the day when I have signal. You know, the great thing about our farm is I have very, very poor cell service. And normally I used to chew out AT&T for that all the time. But you know what? It's a little piece of heaven when that phone doesn't work and I can get away from everything. So I mean, it's when I can get my messages or that, I respond all times a day. But it's kind of nice just to go to the farm, be in the barns or be out in the vegetable plots moving water around and not have anyone able to get a hold of you. It is a little piece of heaven, let me tell you that.
We just got back from a week in Alaska, and I completely agree.
We had Greg on the line. Let's bring Greg back in here. He was on talking about corporate farming, and I want him to finish his thoughts there. And he's looking for a response from me, I believe, is what's going on there. Greg, do you want to finish your thoughts on the corporate farming?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think family corporate farming just only makes sense. That's my personal opinion. But, yeah, I did have a question for you. When the Farmers Union referred that bill that favored family corporate farming for hog and dairy operations, the Farm Bureau had filed a lawsuit or was going to file a lawsuit to find corporate farming unconstitutional and hadn't heard anything more about it. So I thought I'd ask you, have you done it or what's going on with it, or are we just stuck in the opportunity for lawyers to make more money by spreading it out forever?
So the lawsuit was filed on June 2nd of 2016, and it's a waiting game. Of course, when you file a lawsuit, then they respond, the state responds, and then you respond back, and then they they want to do, you know, things. And then the Farmers Union intervened, requested to intervene, and the Dakota Resource Council, the DRC, asked to intervene, and the judge allowed them to intervene, and the state didn't object to it. And we've got a court date for February of 19, but we don't know if that's going to happen or not, because criminal cases take precedence. And with the DAPL stuff that was left to get out of hand by our federal government down here south of Mandan, there's a lot of those cases that are taking up the court time. And so we don't know for sure if we're going to have that date for sure or not. The state did file for partial summary judgment. We responded with a full summary judgment request, and we haven't heard back from the court, from the judge on that yet. So that's the first step. And then, you know, of course, we're hoping that we can get through this, you know, no later than February at the district, federal district court level here, and get it, you know, get it moved on. Because whichever side doesn't prevail is going to obviously appeal it to the Eighth Circuit Court. And the Eighth Circuit Court has made decisions and has precedence on this. So that's, in a nutshell, that's where we're at. Yes, it's a waiting game. Court is never fast, especially federal court, and especially when you have things happen in North Dakota like that DAPL protest where those criminal things take precedence. So does that answer your question, Greg?
Yeah, it does. I just wanted to know, you know, where I was going, and I'll plug you. Just way to hang in there. You guys are like bulldogs. You just never give up a fight, and I appreciate that.
I tell you what, if it's worth fighting for, we're going to be there all the way to the end, and we're going to, you know, take the stances that our members put forth in policy based on our philosophical beliefs and what we were founded on back in 1942. So thanks for the call, Greg.
Yep, you bet. Thank you.
We're going to go to Dwight in Bismarck, and Dwight doesn't have no subject in his line here, and I'm going to see if this is the Dwight I'm thinking it is. Dwight, are you with us?
Hello, Daryl. Yeah, this is that Dwight, I'm pretty sure.
Yep, Dwight Rangham. How you doing, Dwight?
I'm doing well, and as you know, I work with the Landowners Association of North Dakota and private property rights group, and we really appreciate you and the Farm Bureau and all you do for those M's. I wanted to talk a little bit, Daryl, if I could, about the perpetual CRP.
You bet, Dwight. I know you guys are you know, you guys, I think, are as upset as I am. I was the first one, and I think one of your members and very strong activist, Levi Otis, pointed out in an email that Daryl is fit to be tied on this deal from the get-go. And so I think he was probably very correct, and that was a nice way of saying that what my thoughts were on it. But, yeah, go ahead, Dwight. Indulge us a little bit of the position of land and the concerns you guys have.
Yeah, well, I want to just shed a little light on the proposed 2018 Farm Bill as it deals with CRP. You know, it used to be perpetual easements, which means they go on forever. But perpetual has become a word that's gotten scary because people start to realize, hey, this is forever. My kids, my grandkids, my great-great, forever. And so now they're calling it a permanent easement. You know what permanent is? Same thing.
Right.
Just different word. But and as far as the state fixing it, you know, the state, I understand in this bill, it does say that it's limited to what the state allows as far as number of years. But on page 99 of the script of the bill that I have, it says compensation for a conservation reserve easement that is not permanent due to restriction in applicable state law shall not be less than 50%, but not more than 75% of the compensation that would be paid for a permanent conservation reserve easement. So if the state of North Dakota says, no, they can't be permanent, they have to be 30 years, 50 years, whatever, then those farmers are going to get paid less. And,
right.
You know, that's just one of those little deals they put in there. And then they, in the payment structure, it says that it can be in 10 annual payments or one lump payment. Well, but it's still only one payment. That amount of money they decide on gives them the right to control that property forever.
Exactly.
And, that's why, you know, we believe in property rights, and a farmer that wants to use CRP, any kind of producer that wants to use CRP, they have the right to do that. The problem that we have is the perpetual part. That it's just it just has to stop.
Well, and that's the thing that we look at, because you're putting an encumbrance on this property, Dwight, and to the listeners out there, we're putting an encumbrance on this property, which does multiple things. A, it reduces your saleable value to the future because it's restricted what can happen or can go on that property. B, this is just another way for the government to control more land without having to have the day-to-day responsibility of the care and upkeep for it, where if they buy it, then they've got that care and upkeep responsibility. That all falls back on the landowner. That payment that he gets, you better put that away so you can pay your property taxes and you can pay for your upkeep and your weed control and all that forever, for hundreds of years to come. Your family can pay for that. We've got to go to a break. Thanks for the call, Dwight. We'll be back on the other side of the break. This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here.
The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
It's What's On Your Mind, Monday edition, the 13th of August already. Scott Hennen on break in Bismarck. Rick Perry, of course, the big energy guru from the Trump administration in North Dakota, and they're having all kinds of meetings and gatherings, and the U-Mary gathering a little later. I know he and Steve Hallstrom both out in Bismarck attending and being, as we always are, part of that conversation. It's What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn in for Todd Mitchell. Todd, we got to give thoughts and prayers. His dad is battling, health issues, so Todd's taking a couple days off to be with him. And Daryl Lees from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is in for Scott Hennen on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, it's great to be in the chair today. I appreciate the opportunity every chance that Scott gives me to sit in and try and fill his big microphone here that he has blasting out across the state and region and across the World Wide Web even. So it's good to be in here and got some, you know, the lines have been lit up today, haven't they, Kevin? I mean,
yeah.
We've had call after call after call. And let's not forget those of you that are out there in the combine or in the truck cabs out there, call in, give us a little report of how it is out there and maybe even a little bit of how sweltering it was over the weekend while you were out there performing those tasks of harvesting 2018 crop.
And we are hoping that you were in an air-conditioned cab when you're doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, well, I've heard several stories of the air conditioning going out in some of the trucks out there, and the guys that are running the combine didn't have a lot of sympathy for their family members driving trucks. So it's kind of ruthless, you know. If you win or lose the coin flip for what you get to do that day, sometimes it may have implications by the end of the day, especially when it's 100 plus degrees. So we're going to go to Dana from Judd on the line here, who wants to talk about CRP. Dana from southwest of Jamestown, the big town of Judd. How are you doing today? Dana, are you with us?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I wanted to comment on Senator Hovind's remark on the CRP easements. Because when I heard he was on the committee, I thought this was for sure going to be defeated. So now here you have a bill that's downright sneaky and does not work for the farmers at all. And he depends on us to vote him in all the time. And instead of standing up for it, against it, that's because Kevin Cramer told us it was a terrible idea, and I agree with him. He pushes the buck back off to the state so he can lay all it on them. And then the federal just overrule it anyway. So I really wonder where the heck he's coming from.
I tell you what, it was extremely disappointing when I heard his answer come out of there. And I mean, his answer, because it's overwhelming. Like I said, if there's an ag group out there that is championing the CRP easements, I want to hear from you, because I have heard from every ag group that I have conversations with, including land that you just heard from Dwight, who is their executive for land. I haven't heard anyone that's in favor of this. And the best answer we could get was, well, maybe you should, you know, try and fix it through the state legislature. No, we shouldn't have to fix the federal government's mistakes. We should fix the mistakes at the federal government level. And that's what we elect those folks to do. Is there some tone deafness there that I'm missing? I don't know. I'm seriously concerned that when we don't have our delegation united on that front, when every ag group out there is being very definitive on what they feel on that issue.
And if you wouldn't have brought it to light on this show, there's a majority of us that call and listen, they would know nothing about it. It would have just went through And I'm 100% sure, well, I would say 99%, that when you went in to sign up for this CRP, that would not have been brought into the conversation.
Well,
that would have been one of those surprise things at the end of the contract. Oh, by the way, did you know?
Well, and you never know how that federal government program stuff works, which is why we need to move away from that. And our membership believes we need to move further away from, you know, government programs, because that when you have government programs, you get these strings attached that you never know what the outcome may be, and you get these hidden things. And it's just disappointing, you know, that none of us in the ag community that I've been aware of and the folks that I've talked with in the ag community was even brought up. This isn't the Senate version of the bill, by the way. This isn't a Senate version. I don't think either senator questioned it or did a reach out, quote unquote, to the ag groups out there to see what our thoughts were on it, because they maybe could have killed it before it even got in the Senate version, and we wouldn't have to be pounding so hard on it right now to try and get it killed in conference committee.
Right. I agree. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the phone call from the big town of Judd, southwest of Jamestown. I tell you what, it's good to hear from folks on the land out there, Kevin. It's, you know, it's not just, you know, ag groups exist because of our membership. We represent our farmers and ranchers out there. That's what we do. We represent the policies that they bring forth that get passed, you know, at NDFB. It starts at the county, goes to the district, comes to the state, and there's rigorous and vigorous debate on our policies all the way along. And it's the policies that our members set forth that we advocate for on behalf of farmers and ranchers. And the three biggest things at NDFB is freedom, opportunity, and self-reliance. These permanent easements, whether it's a wetland permanent easement, now this new CRP permanent easement that's proposed, infringes on freedoms and opportunity and self-reliance for the future. No doubt about it. Our members are clear on perpetual, or, like Dwight Rangham said, permanent now is the new name because perpetual has gotten a bad connotation. So let's just change the word so that it doesn't sound, you know, it's not the old catchphrase perpetual. Well, I tell you what. What was it? If you put a lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig? Well, perpetual or permanent, it wears the same lipstick. So it's kind of disappointing that we don't have a fully unified voice to fight against that. And hopefully that'll change. So I'm going to encourage all the farmers and ranchers out there, you know what? Call in to Senator Hovind's office and ask for an explanation of why he's not taking a harder stand on this or willing to take a harder stand. And we might have some influence out there. And the phone lines are open now, so give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind out there. You know, there's something going on. The reason I wanted folks to call in, give us a you know, kind of a view from your combine cab or your truck cab right now is with these extreme hot temperatures that we have right now, and yesterday the wind that came with it, at least in western North Dakota that we had, comes some concerns and some dangers of fire out there, and we've got some very responsible folks out there on the landscape. I know there was a lot of people out there that had some sort of tillage equipment, whether it be a cultivator or a disc or that hooked up, that followed the combines to the fields where they were harvesting in case, you know, I mean, things happen. This is a mechanical machine. You know, things can happen. You can have sparks. You can have... But that's the responsibility and the care for the resources that they have out there. Those folks, and they have water trucks available, and, I mean, there's a lot of things being done for safety and precautions out there. And why? To protect the resources that are so valuable to those of us that work the land. This is Darrell Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen, and we'll be back on the other side of the break. It's What's on Your Mind. Light those phone lines up. We got some availability coming up right after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make and, more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is firing back at Amarosa Madigal Newman after the former White House staffer accuses him of being a liar and a racist. While out promoting her new book, Amarosa has said she personally heard a recording of President Trump using the N-word during filming for NBC's The Apprentice. Today, Trump tweets, quote, "Wacky Amarosa, who got fired three times on The Apprentice, now got fired for the last time," adding, "She never
never made it. She never will. She also releases a tape of a phone conversation she had with President Trump after she was fired by Chief of Staff John Kelly, in which the president indicates he was unaware she'd been fired. She says on NBC's Today Show this morning,
John Kelly is running this White House, and Donald Trump has no clue what's going on. He's being puppeted, and that's very dangerous for this nation.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's What's on Your Mind, the Monday edition. Scott Hennen is off today. Daryl Lees from the North Dakota Farm Bureau Prez filling in. Kevin Flynn in for Todd Mitchell. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at U of Mary, University of Mary. You're a nurse, let's say. You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to help. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. A friend of mine, in fact, got her nursing, I think her master's in nursing from U of Mary. They understand the desire to reach your full potential, take on the leadership roles in your profession to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for dramatic increases in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. That is no kidding, my friend. If you are thinking about a career path, think nursing and University of Mary. University of Mary, they want to make it possible for you to move forward. They offer a Master's of Science in Nursing for $15,000. Remarkable value if you look at, like $8,000 more programs elsewhere. So earning your master's degree in nursing at the University of Mary is a smart choice. Because caring for others is what you want to do. And caring for you is what they do, period. Classes begin every 5 weeks. Part-time, full-time options available. University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today, and you can apply there. But University of Mary, I think Daryl's in for Scott today. I think Scott is going to be at the U of Mary later today, aren't they, for the roundtable deal?
Yeah, there's going to be an energy roundtable with energy leaders in the state with Secretary of Energy Rick Perry. And so that's going to be a good deal. He's touring. I think they're on a tour right now of either the Falkirk Mine or Great River Energy up north here, just 30, 40 miles up the road. So there's a lot of things there that, you know, are positive to have the energy secretary come into the state. And, you know, if we were not so prominent in this state with our energy, we wouldn't get the likes of the Secretary of Energy to put it a priority to come and visit here within the first 2 years of this administration.
No doubt.
That shows the importance that we play not only to our state and to our country, but to the world when it comes to being a leader in energy, and that's all forms of energy. You mentioned earlier that Endeavor meeting tonight out in Dickinson, where they're going to switch over that diesel plant out there to a soy diesel.
Yeah.
Using vegetable oil, which is soybean oil, corn oil, canola oil, you know, whatever kind of oil is derived from the commodities we produce. So that's going to be interesting to hear what comes out of that one also. So those of you out in the southwest part of the state, take that in tonight and then call in tomorrow and let the rest of us know what was said there and your thoughts on it. So we got some open lines right now looking for some folks to call in and let us know how that harvest progress is going out there. And tomorrow, I believe it's the 14th, and someone from the sugar beet industry or that grows them can correct me, but I believe they start pre-pile tomorrow, the early piling to get the production up and running again and kicking and get the plants back to making sugar again. And so they do a little bit of pre-pile to get things active and running there. So, you know, we kind of got the whole gamut of harvest is coming upon us here, and we're finishing up in the hay fields out there. You know, we're winding down on that aspect of things out there. You know, we're coming on to the tail end of a lot of the haying out there. Still a fair amount to do, but, you know, that's kind of on the downswing now. And so things are, you know, things are looking good out there for the most part. We got some problem and trouble areas out there with some, you know, they're not big areas. They're smaller, more regionalized, or, you know, not even whole counties, but just parts of counties that have had some issues with drought this year. You know, and then we've had other parts of the state there, you know, they get 5 to 7 inches of rain at a time, and that causes issues on the other side of things. So, you know, it's good old North Dakota weather. You never know from one day to the next what it's going to be, and you don't know from one side of the county road to the other what will happen. And so, you know, give us a call in and let us know what's going on out there, so we can get a kind of a mental picture and see what's going on out there. And I know a lot of folks are out driving. This is the other thing I want to point out. A lot of folks are urban friends, are friends from cities and towns out there are out driving because they like to see the harvest, and they like to see the different colors, you know, the golden wheat fields and right alongside the still green corn fields and soybean fields. And we want to share that with our friends from the cities and the towns out there. But I need to ask everyone out there to be very cautious. Take extra time. Don't be in a hurry. We've already had a couple accidents in the state with vehicles and implements. And we need to make sure that if you come out and you want to enjoy the view that we get to see every day, and we want to share that with you, take extra time. Take extra caution when you're coming over those hills, when you're driving into the sun, And your view is restricted. Slow down. When you're coming to blind corners, slow down. Take a second look. And this isn't a reminder just for folks from the cities. This is also a reminder for those of us that are out on the countryside that there are other folks out there that are enjoying what we have out there in North Dakota. And we have to be conscious of that. And it's a good reminder for myself also to just talk about it and say, take a few extra minutes, slow down. Look around, be a little bit more aware. If you want to, you know, gaze into that field, pull over on the approach, get out and enjoy it. That way you're less, you know, less likely to veer into the other lane or come upon a slow moving tractor or truck or combine and have a situation that's not going to be very positive for either one involved. So just come on out and enjoy that beauty we get to enjoy every day living out there in the countryside. But, you know, just take some extra caution. And that's, you know, but as agriculture folks, as farmers and ranchers, we need to be very aware of that occurring out there also. So it's, we don't want any bad things to happen. You can't prevent everything from happening. There are accidents out there, but boy, we can sure minimize A, the frequency of them, or B, when they do happen, the intensity of the accident. So That's just my public service announcement for the day, Kevin, that we have beautiful things out there in the countryside, and we want to share it, but we want to share it safely also.
You know, and it seems to me that it's that the message, because we haven't heard about a major farm accident, it seems, in a while, and it seems like that obviously that's being heard. And I know the equipment is evolving too, and the ability to get injured on a lot of equipment is they've taken those factors out of it. But it's nice to see that we haven't seen any real, you know, big bad story about anything on the farm recently in our region anyway, which is kind of nice to see.
There was up in Botno County, there was a vehicle tractor accident that pretty serious.
On the highway.
Yeah, injuries.
Yeah. And I when I think farm accidents, I think more, you know, like, you know, just things, you know, a hand getting caught or a tractor tipping over or things like that. But, you know, on the roadways, it goes without saying. You have got to give the farmers room.
That's where we need to take the extra caution, you know, from both the farmer and rancher side and those that are coming out and enjoying, like I said, we want to share that beauty that we get to enjoy out there, the natural resources that we surround ourselves with on a daily basis. And, you know, it's a great thing to share, but we need to be very aware that things move slower, especially at certain times of the year, the intensity of those slower moving machinery and vehicles out there. And this is one of those times, you know, spring planting time,
yep,
fall harvest time. Just be more aware when you're coming out there. And those of us that are moving that equipment around, we have to also be more aware that there's folks out there because, you know, and we're coming up on hunting seasons. So there's people out there starting to look for their deer, or, you know, what the duck population looks like or the pheasant population looks like. So, I mean, there's more and more folks going to be out there on those roadways.
And a big part of the harvest, too, that is the beet harvest, obviously, when we get past the regular stuff, the beet harvest, and then the beet trucks start running, and we're getting into that now. So we're getting, as we come into that, and if, you know, if you tend to fall into getting distracted when you're driving, don't. Work on that. Don't text and drive. Don't get distracted, because this fall and into the, you know, and through the harvest, as Daryl said, there's going to be more and more slow-moving farm vehicles on the road that we just got to keep an eye out for. You got to have all your eyes on the road.
Yeah, it's important to do. I mean, we can't stress it enough. Like I said, it's a good reminder for myself and those of us that are farmers and ranchers to just, you know, bring it up and hear about it again and go, yeah, that's right. You know, we need to be a little more aware of ourselves, because this is a very busy time of year, you know, for the farmers out there doing their harvest. They're, you know, they're on a time frame and a window, and, you know, the harvest weather has, you know, been great so far. There hasn't been a lot of rain to deal with here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to keep the quality in those crops, they've got to be done in a timely manner. So you got, you know, more activity, a little more hustle and bustle out there, so to speak, in the countryside. And it's just a good reminder for everybody to be aware of that when they come out to the countryside.
No doubt about it. When you think about, especially on the roadways, as Daryl said, you know, your Honda Accord isn't going to do a lot to a big combine or a big tractor. You know, so you're the one that, you know, if you're driving and you're not paying attention, but the impact on a farmer, if that happens, you know, if he gets hit or on anything on the road, is terrible. So it's like a semi driver that, you know, nothing they can do. I mean, they're in a huge vehicle, they're in a huge thing, it may be moving slow, but that just means they can't get out of the way fast enough. So you've got to, you know, it's up to you if you're driving as a driver of an automobile. We've got to keep an eye out for them. And that goes for motorcycles and as well as farm equipment, everything, just anything slow moving on the roads. Keep your eyes up, crying out loud.
Right, right. It's that extra time and that extra awareness. Yep. That's all it takes.
Daryl, we had a caller earlier, and she was talking about this Striving Reader grants that the ND, Department of Education, or whatever, the Kirsten Baszler announced and that they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking through this. 15 North Dakota communities will get more than $27 million to help students improve their reading ability. What happened to mom and dad working with kids on their reading ability? And since when, you know, we're talking millions of dollars across the state here of North Dakota. And, you know, I look at, like, Newtown's going to get $897,000, nearly a million government dollars to improve students' reading ability. Could probably do it for 10% of that in Newtown.
Well, and there's the issue. It's so you got mom and dad that need to be taking a bigger active role in that at home. And isn't that why we're already paying teachers? And, why are our students allowed to go through the system without the ability to read or the identification of why they're having problems? This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennin, and we got to go to a break here. Give us a call. It's What's On Your Mind. One segment left, folks.
This is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, it's Scott Hennin here from What's On Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book. The book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thousand Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gareth Donaldson's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do was work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thorleson took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thorleson story. You'll love it.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
This Monday night, Dickinson, North Dakota, an open house, and you're invited. Endeavor is planning to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. Come join us for an informational open house at the Bigeau Activity Center at Dickinson State University, Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. Come anytime. Learn about the project and its benefits. The team will be available to answer any questions and hear your concerns, too. Monday, Bigeau Activity Center, Dickinson State University, anytime from 6 to 8 p.m. Find out more at endeavor.com/Dickinson.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, Monday edition. Welcome to the 13th of August already. Scott Hennon has got the morning off. Darrell East from North Dakota Farm Bureau filling in our last segment here. I'm Kevin Flynn in for Todd Mitchell. Todd's with his dad. Todd's dad is going through some issues with health, with his health, so Todd's going to be there, and we have him in our thoughts and prayers for sure. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. Mike Lindell invented a pillow because he couldn't find any decent pillows himself. Now, I've not done a testimonial or anything, but I got to thank you, Scott Hennon. Scott gave me a MyPillow. I said, what's the deal with these MyPillow? I said, I've seen the ads. I've seen it. And he said, here. And he had one. He said, try it out. So what you think? So I took it. This was about a month ago. I took it home. And everything they say about the, I don't know what it is, but it's true. The thing stays up. It's like, you know what I'm saying? When you get on a on a regular pillow, like a down pillow, it'll sink down as you sleep. Next thing you know, your head's kind of down, not online. This pillow supports your head and neck like I've never seen. And what I love about it is halfway through the night, I'll turn it over, and it'll kind of put itself into a position. And then when I turn it over, I can push it just to right where I like it, and it stays there. All right? It's got memory foam. He created the Lindell Foundation as well. He's tired of seeing large charities, corruption, and waste, and what he feels people should know where their donations are going. So the Lindell Foundation covers all the overhead costs, and 100% of the money donated goes directly to those in need. And if you want a MyPillow, I would recommend one. I am recommending. Go to MyPillow.com. Get two premium pillows for one low price, plus shipping and a promo code, SCOTT. You know, the S-C-O-T-T, SCOTT. That's your promo code at MyPillow.com. For more information on giving, go to the LindellFoundation.org. And if you missed either one of those, just call us here. We'll give them to you. But I'm telling you, this MyPillow thing is great. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT. Take advantage of Mike's 50% off. They got two premium MyPillows to go anywhere. And you got to order now, though, MyPillow, and use promo code SCOTT. They got a 60-day money-back guarantee. Did he give you one of those, Daryl? Did he hook you up with a MyPillow?
I actually ordered two of them. Scott did hook me up with one, but you know, it's good that you get the two for one deal, because if I had ordered my pillow, my wife would have made it her pillow, and it would have no longer been my pillow at that point. So we ordered two of them so that she had her own. So that was a good thing.
And don't tell my wife, because she doesn't know how awesome it is yet.
Oh, well, let's see. I hope she's listening,
she does
now, right now.
Yeah, she does now. Okay, honey, I'll get you one, too. Yeah, that's a great great deal. So what's on your mind? And Daryl Lees is in for Scott Hennon this morning.
I tell you what, it's here's another little tidbit, you know. So, you know, I think it was Dana from Judd that said, you know, if we want to have brought it up here, we want to know about it. Here's another thing that happened. So, and this is regarding easements. But this is how the Fish and Wildlife Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, you know, kind of used a real heavy hand to intimidate. That's the best word we can have for it. But there was a new memo that came out that put some, you know, new policy in place that of how the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service deals with farmers and ranchers out there. They used to come out and, you know, they probably still will. The sad thing is, I don't know if this policy will change some of those folks, because it's hard to change, you know, people that have been so ingrained, but give someone a badge and they think they got supreme authority. But they'd come out, you know, have a sidearm, a firearm at their side and a flak jacket on. And here's, you know, a mom answering the door with little kids in the background, probably going, okay, what's this guy doing here with a flak jacket and a pistol? And then she sends him out to the field where, the farmer is out there doing his business, and he walks up and they, you know, they've got to make sure that this, you know, they're seen as this ultimate authority and approaching, you know, folks with, you know, basically intimidation type tactics. And so, you know, last week it was put out that the Fish and Wildlife Service, the new policy, came about because of a town hall meeting that Congressman Kramer had last September, 22nd of September up in Devil's Lake, which I had the opportunity to, go and attend and testify at, and many others did. But the new guidance puts restrictions on their personnel, directing that unless concerns for employee safety or implications that a violation has taken place are present, service law enforcement officers are not expected to make first contact with landowners. That means that the law enforcement arm of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is not the ones primarily responsible for it, that it should be those that are out there, you know, that are in the field offices that are handling the initial sign-ups of these easements and things like that. So that it's a small win. It's not near enough. Don't get me wrong. It's not near enough. We're not going to quit the fight on this. As was said earlier, you know, NDFB, we got called the Bulldogs. You know, the Bulldog, we stay on it. We're not going to give up on this. This is a nice first step to temper some of the attitude within the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But it's not the final steps that need to be taken. So just so people are aware of that good things have come out of those of us that showed up gave testimony at Congressman Kramer's event where he had the Fish and Wildlife Service District 8, I think it's District 8, or the district director, anyways, I can't remember if it's District 8 here or not. So that's a good thing. There's ears are hearing us, and they're listening to us, and albeit it's a small thing. Hey, let's take this call real quick. 10 seconds from Fergus Falls. What do you have to say?
Hey, don't forget about the little...
Oh, we were cutting out there. We didn't get that. Call back tomorrow when Scott is in. Sorry about that. This
don't
has
forget
been
Minnesota primary
for Scott
tomorrow.
Hennin.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that run. High, it's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins, and I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. ACE promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake 2.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.